Moses came down from Mount Sinai, as he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in his hand. Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone, because he was speaking with God. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Christian church throughout the world has a long history of commemorating, celebrating, and venerating holy men and women throughout the ages who strove to conform as closely as possible to the image of God in this world. We know them, of course, as the saints, and mark many of them in our own Anglican tradition. Many of the saints throughout the history of the church have been monks and nuns who gave up many of the pleasures and comforts of this world in order to spend more time following God and expanding much energy to conforming to his will. The father of monasticism, or the first monk, is Saint Antony of Egypt, and by the end of his life, he had inspired countless men and women to go out into the desert and to live a life of prayer, worship, and fasting, trying to conform more and more to Christ. Eventually, all these men and women who were inspired by Antony started to band together and form communities. These communities would, of course, expand around the world and in time become the order of monks and nuns that we have today. We don't know a lot about Antony of Egypt or his story, but we do know a little. He was born around the year 250 to a rich farmer in Egypt, and as far as we know, he was born to a Christian family. At the age of 20, he decided to take the words of Jesus very seriously, and he sold all of his possessions and moved into the desert, where he could pray and fast and come closer and closer to God. As far as we know, Antony wanted to live a life of solitude, but the only problem was this, was that people kept following him out into the desert to seek his counsel and advice, and of course many wanted to join him in this new way of following and worshiping Jesus. Although he, Antony, desperately wanted to live a life of solitude, people constantly sought him out, and for the many, many years that he lived in the desert, he was hardly alone. People went in the wilderness to seek Antony out because they saw in him holiness. They saw in him God's goodness. They saw in him God's glory and could not resist going to see this man because the glory and the light of God the Father shone in and through him. And Antony of Egypt, of course, is just one of thousands of men and women throughout history who have shone with the glory of God in this world. Today in our reading from the book of Exodus, we see the same thing going on with the prophet Moses in an even more pronounced way. In our reading for today, Moses has just been up the mountain with God for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses has been in the very presence of God, hearing the mind of God as he receives the Ten Commandments, the law, and the covenant, the way in which God would like us, human beings, to live our lives. Where our reading picks up for today, Moses has just come down from the mountain, but something about him has changed. We are told that he is shining with the glory of God because he has been talking with God. He is shining so brightly with the radiance of God that the people are scared to go near him, and he is forced to wear a veil over his face. Moses shining is a physical manifestation of the glory and holiness of God. In our two other readings for today, we hear about this same shining and light of God physically manifested. Of course, in the Gospel today, we read that famous story of the Transfiguration and Jesus shining with the glory of God such as the world had never seen. But of course, he is like this, for he is God himself. But then as we move to St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, something even more interesting is happening. Paul says, because of the work Christ did on the cross, because we are his followers, he has come and put us in the presence of God the Father, and we can all look upon the face of God and shine with his glory just as Moses did. Paul says we as followers of Jesus can all shine with God's glory in this world, and in fact we should, just as Moses did. Listen to St. Paul's words. He says, "And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit." What Paul is saying is that we will all slowly be transformed to be more and more like our Lord, and we will one day shine with the radiancy of his glory. But because we have Jesus, we have no need to fear as Moses did, or to wear a veil, for Christ has done the work for us. So those are our readings for today. And today is the last Sunday of the season of the Epiphany in the Church. And this Wednesday, we will begin the 40-day season of Lent, of course leading to Easter and the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord. It should be of no surprise to us, then, that today the lectionary in the Church uses these readings about the Transfiguration and Moses being up on the mountain with God for 40 days and 40 nights. For Lent is the season of the Church where we are called to spend very intentional time with God, letting him into our hearts, minds, and souls to do that transforming work that St. Paul is talking about in his letter for today. Lent is the season of the Church where we are called to go up on the mountain as Moses did and see God face to face, to spend time with God. Moses and his time on the mountain is a very good example for us, and we are also lucky that we are Anglicans, as this tradition gives us many of the tools needed to spend intentional time with God. So what should we be doing with the season of Lent to let God transform us into his glory? We should spend time in prayer, listening, and talking to God. We should spend time fasting, learning that we as human beings live on more than bread alone. We should give generously and learn that there is more to life than money and worldly possessions. We should spend time in the scriptures, learning from God and about his ways, just as Moses did on the mountain. We should give something up or take something on, a discipline, in order to come and rely more fully on God. We should spend time in worship, coming into the presence of God, hearing and learning and being with him. Ultimately, we should do anything which allows God to transform our hearts, minds, and souls so that we too can shine with his glory and allow others to see his glory through us. There is a lot that we can do over the next 40 days to very intentionally spend more time with our Lord. So I will end this day with one of the most famous parts of the Book of Common Prayer that is read each year before Lent and exhorts us to spend time with God and to have a holy Lent, by doing so conforming to his image more and more. The exhortation reads as follows. In the primitive church, it was the custom to observe with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and to prepare for the same by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided also a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It is also a time when such persons as had, by reason of notorious sins, been separated from the body of the faithful were reconciled and restored to the fellowship of the church by penitence and forgiveness. Thereby the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution contained in the gospel of our Savior, and of the need, of which we Christians continually have, of renewal of their repentance and faith. I therefore invite you in the name of the Church to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating upon God's holy word. So my brothers and sisters, this day, as the season of Epiphany comes to the end and we begin the 40 days of Lent, I would invite you to spend time with God and let him into your heart, mind, and soul, and let him transform you day by day more into his glory. Amen.